From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea fired a missile that flew over Japan early Tuesday morning and splashed down into the Pacific Ocean, triggering emergency alerts by government officials in Tokyo and sharply raising diplomatic concerns about the crisis over North Korea's military program. As Japanese, South Korean, and American military officials studied data about the rocket's flight and trajectory, there were no immediate announcements about the type of ballistic missile that North Korea sent aloft. The launch point was near Pyongyang, the North Korean capital, and the rocket fell into the sea east of Hokkaido. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Rob Manning said a detailed assessment of the North Korean launch was underway, but added that U.S. officials had confirmed the missile did not pose a threat to North America. Initial reports said three missiles were fired, but it was soon determined that only one North Korean rocket was involved. The missile broke apart during its flight and fell into the ocean in three pieces. An official at the U.S. National Security Council told VOA that authorities in Washington were awaiting specific information from the U.S. Pacific Command on the trajectory and other data about the North Korean missiles. Authorities in Japan sounded an alert for the northern part of the country as soon as the launch was detected, but no rocket fragments were known to hit the ground. Military officials in Tokyo said the rocket passed over Japanese territory but fell into the Pacific in pieces about 1,180 kilometers from its launch pad. This is VOA News.